When you drive with Uber, what moves you moves us. That's why we provide drivers with the option to sign up for instant pay, so you have the power to decide when and where you cash out.
What moves me is my niece back home. I always try to send her something I know she'll love. That's what moves me.
Uber. What moves you moves us. Get started with instant pay when you sign up to drive with us at uber.com/drive. Experiences driving with Uber may vary. Drivers who are signed up with instant pay can cash out up to 5 times a day. Terms apply.
Coming up next on the Victor Morrow Show, Alex Jones gets on the T.I. podcast expeditiously, and they speak about a few conspiracy theories, but the main one that I keyed in on was the impossible meat. Is it actually human meat? I'm going to talk about that. But first, I'm going to talk about Kanye West. Kanye West turns his Sunday service into a political spectacle. That's coming up next on the Victor Morrow Show. Okay, so Kanye West did something that's a little... crazy, and something that only Kanye would probably do. Now, as most of you know, if you've been keeping up with Kanye, which I really haven't, but he stays in the news, so even if you're not keeping up with him, you're still keeping up with him. Kanye is doing this whole church thing. You know, Kanye likes to move on to different things, and I'm a Gemini like him, so I get it. Pac was like that too. Geminis get bored with things after, you know, a few years of continuously doing the same thing. We drop it and move on to something else. And Kanye is now on, well, the new thing that Kanye is on is his religious tip. Going around having Sunday service. And trust me, it won't last. He'll probably do this for about another 2 or 3 years, and then he'll drop it and move on to something else. So he's on his religious tip right now. And right now he is on some, I don't know, what is it, free worship? Like, when I say free worship, meaning no religion, just worship. This worship service, and, you know, he's bringing hip-hop into it, and he's not doing nothing that hasn't already been done. Kirk Franklin's already been doing this, but it's Kanye, so if Kanye does it, he feels like it's something new. Anything he does, he's going to feel like he's the first one to do it. He feel like he's breaking down barriers. To each his own. I'm not a church person, so whatever. Anyway, That's not the reason why I'm even talking about this, because I could care less about any of that. The reason I brought this up is because Kanye is Kanye. So even when Kanye is at church or having a church service, Kanye is going to do some Kanye shit. Now, believe it or not, Kanye chose his church service, which was outside and open, and it looked like it's hundreds of people, if not thousands, when you look at the video. Kanye chose that time to bring up the media and politics, and once again, he confirmed his love for Donald Trump. And some people got upset because there were people in the crowd saying, fuck Donald Trump. And you could hear it. I'm going to play the audio. I'm laughing. I'm sorry. I know I'm laughing all over the mic. But it's funny because Kanye is just he's such an opportunist, and I'm not saying he's fake, because he probably speaks from his heart, but dude is a trip. Now, all this church service, Sunday worship service stuff that he's been doing, but it's still Kanye trying to convince people that he is right about Trump and he's right about the Republican Party. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. The thing that gets on my nerves about him and Candace Owens, they love to talk about the Republican Party like it's the 1800s. Now, Kanye said in this audio clip, and you're going to hear it, that the Republican Party freed the slaves, because he talked about the Whig the Whig Party, right? That was the original name, I guess. It was called the Whig Party. And the Republican Party freed the slaves. But what they don't tell you is that the racist bastards that didn't want black people drinking out of the same water fountain as them, riding the same buses as them, they joined the Republican Party a long time ago. So it got flipped. See, this is why they call Democrats liberals, because they're supposed to be liberal and free. Now, again, does that mean that if you're a Republican, you're automatically a racist? No, you're not automatically a racist. However, if you remember the 2016 election, Donald Trump was having his rallies and you were hearing people say white power right there at the rally. And Trump didn't tell them to stop. The KKK supported Donald Trump. They donated to Donald Trump. They gave their open support for Donald Trump. David Duke gave his support for Donald Trump. If you don't know who David Duke is, he's a former Grand Wizard of the KKK. I'm not making this up. This isn't fake news media. This isn't CNN. Okay? I don't have a dog in the fight. I could care less about the Democratic or Republican Party. I'm just pointing this out. But I believe that the powers that be, or whoever, is using Kanye to try to switch the narrative, try to flip things around, trying to convince us, him and Candace Owens both, they must be their token Negroes. They're using them to try to convince us that, guess what? The Republican Party is for minorities. It's the Democrats that are really racist. Now, does that mean that you can't be a liberal and be a racist? Of course not. You have racists in every place. I get on the South a lot for being racist, being a lot of racism in the South. But does that mean that there isn't racism in the North? Of course there is. Boston is one of the most racist places in America. They call it the Mississippi of the North. So it's not about that per se. And I'm bringing race into this because I know you're going to say, well, why are you bringing race into it? Because Kanye West is a black man that is on, he has a big platform, huge platform all over the world. Everyone knows who he is, that is standing there telling you that the Republicans freed the slaves. So he brought race into it. So now I got to address it. Kanye West is full of it, and he knows what he's doing. I'm going to tell you the real reason, okay? If nobody else told you this, let me be the one to tell you. Here's the real reason why Kanye West hates the Democratic Party, and I'm not a Democrat. I have to stress this. I'm not. I'm just a man that does a podcast. That's all I am. Okay? Listen to me. The real reason why Kanye hates the Democratic Party is because Barack Obama called him a jackass when Kanye West jumped on that stage and interrupted Taylor Swift. When he jumped on stage and said, "I'm gonna let you talk, I'm gonna let you talk. Beyoncé had one of the greatest albums of all time." Remember that? Okay. Barack Obama called him a jackass. And Kanye being a Gemini, and I'm a Gemini, so I know how we can be. We don't forget, we don't forgive, and we don't forget. Kanye West has never forgotten that. And when Hillary lost to Trump, that's when Kanye went on his rant on the stage talking about the vibes is back. And he openly supported Trump that night. And he was laughing and mocking. Basically laughing and mocking so-called liberal media, right? This is the real reason why. Don't let Kanye fool you into thinking he's fighting for justice. This is the Real Morrow Podcast via the Victor Morrow Show and Morrow World Radio. Okay, so what I'm going to do at this time, I'm going to go ahead and see if I can pull this up. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to play this clip. This is Kanye. As he continues to say what he says, I hate this about these conspiracy people. See, they make this political. They always do this. Alex Jones is doing it right now. Now, he's right. The media is trying to control people. Especially black people telling them you have to be a Democrat. I give him credit for that. Kanye's right. Most black people will vote Democrat. However, don't try to tell me the Republican Party is pro-African American. Dude, stop it. And then he mentioned people calling him a coon. Really? You are a coon. You was in Donald Trump's office calling him your daddy. A coon is a coon at the end of the day. You and Candace Owens both are coons. And I hate to say that because I used to like Kanye's music. I don't like it anymore. But back in the day, I used to like Kanye's music. This ain't no hate Kanye session. I'm just being real and being honest. Kanye, you a coon. You turned into a coon. And you and Candace Owens are the two biggest coons in America. Not that there aren't coons that are or black people that are more coons than you, that are more coons than you, such as Jesse Lee Peterson, who said that slavery was the best thing to happen to black people. However, Kanye, you're a coon. You're a coon, my man. Because the reason why you're a bigger coon than him is because you have a bigger platform. And right now, bruh, I'm done with him. You know what I mean? I can't support him no more. I'm finished. I used to get this dude a pass. I used to make excuses for him. No more. Kanye, you just a coon. And you trying to use all this conspiracy talk, talking about the media and the powers that be and mind control. And that's all cool. That's all fine and dandy. And you call yourself trying to wake people up. People are already woke. Everyone knows that the powers that be are really running things behind these political front men. However, bruh, you're not waking nobody up. Stop it. Stop trying to tell them to wake up from the liberal media, but all you're doing is pushing them to the conservative media. It's just like Candace Owens. She tell you, get off the Democratic plantation. However, she don't tell you, you get off the Democratic plantation. Only thing you end up doing is running into the Republicans' plantation. They're fake and they're phony. And they're nothing but controlled opposition. All of them. All of them. But Kanye, being the opportunist that he is, he uses Jesus. He uses a religion. And he uses whatever he can because he wants to be a, what you call it, a cult of personality. You know, and that's what his real dream is. It's not to be a rapper. It's not to be a fashion designer. That's not what it is. It's to be a cult of personality. He wants to be one of those great men that are written about in history. You know what I mean? That people revere and that people idolize. That's what he really wants to be. So he pulls from a little bit from Martin Luther King. He pulls a little bit from Malcolm. He pulls a little bit sometimes from Pac. He pulls from all of these people. And he creates these big spectacles, you know what I mean? To try to make himself seem like he's, I don't know, some philosopher or whatever. But people are already woke. People already know what time it is. Everyone knows that the powers that be are really running things. Even the people that try to pretend like they don't know, they know. Okay? Everyone knows. There's a song that says that everyone knows something's not right. Everyone knows. So what he's trying to do is politicize it. And that's the part that I hate. If he was to keep it 100 and just say, look, it's the media, period. It's the powers that be. It's the elite. It's the ruling class. If he was to keep it like that, I would be with him on that. But he not doing that. He's making it seem like the ruling class is the liberals, is the Democratic Party. Why are you not telling them about the Republicans, the warmongers over there, the John Boltons of the world, and the Mike Pompeos? Why are you not talking about that? Why are you always, see, I can look, I know an opportunist, an opportunist when I see one. And he's using this fake woke shit, and I hate that. I hate that fake woke shit. I'm so tired of that word woke. All these fake ass woke people. I said a long time ago, and I pissed a lot of people off. A lot of y'all need to go back to sleep so you can wake back up again. Some of y'all are overly woke. It's annoying as fuck. Some people are so woke, they're dreaming. They're sleepwalking. They're woke, but at the same time, they're sleepwalking. You know what I mean? Like they're woke to the point where they can move around and walk around, but they're still in a daze, man. They still don't get the way this game is played because it's all just a game at the end of the day. And Kanye West is playing the game. That's all I'm saying. He's just playing the game. People ask me sometimes, why don't I talk about the conspiracy stuff anymore? And to be honest with you, I just haven't, because it's a lot of crazy shit that a lot of people talk about. And because the conspiracy theory community is so whacked out and there's such nut jobs, and because they have, I'll be honest with you, Donald Trump and the Republican Party have usurped the entire conspiracy movement, or the, which these people call it, 9/11 truth and all that. They've all gone conservative. And what they do is they play this game where they go, liberals are bad, Republicans are good. You know, they're fighting against the bad guys. When it used to be a time when people used to recognize that they were all full of shit. So when I realized that, I understood that with the help of Alex Jones and Donald Trump always talking about the damn deep state and making it a liberal thing instead of understanding that both sides are part of this deep state. Okay, so I stopped talking about that kind of shit, but I'm going to talk about something today, and I found it kind of interesting. T.I. had Alex Jones on his show, and I know how I feel about Alex Jones, but one thing, Jones will drop some nuggets out there. He'll drop some jewels every once in a while. And they were talking about the Impossible Burger, Impossible Meat. And the conspiracy theory is that the Impossible Burger is made with human flesh, human, you know, dead bodies. They're chopping up dead bodies and making these impossible burgers. And not just, I don't think just the burgers, but the impossible meat in general. And there was articles dating back years ago about human meat. You can Google this easily or Bing it, you know what I mean? And look this stuff up. Human meat being found in, you know, McDonald's kitchen. Oh, I shouldn't say the kitchen, in their food, right? I do remember back in, I believe it might have been 1997-ish, maybe 1997, a McDonald's truck was pulled over and they got busted for using kangaroo meat. Now, I know that. But there's also this theory that these fast food restaurants, some of these certain fast food restaurants are using human
meat, human flesh, dead bodies, and you know, this is beyond sickening to think. I mean, how would you know? How the hell would you know? You won't. You wouldn't know, right? You don't know what the hell you're eating. Even these people that are supposedly being healthy and eating only certain kinds of meats, you don't know what the hell you're eating. Even if you're a vegetarian or you've gone vegan and you think you're healthy, you don't know unless you have your own damn farm and you're growing your own fruits and veggies. You don't know what they're putting in any of this shit. That's why I laugh at all these supposed to be health conscious people, because they crack me up. But let me get to the clip right quick. This is Alex Jones and T.I. On the T.I. podcast. What is it? Expeditiously. And man, I can't even believe T.I. brought this shit up, because T.I. is in there. You know, he's a celebrity. He's a big time rapper, entrepreneur. He's got several businesses, and you know the powers that be can shut this dude down at any moment. So the fact that he even brought up some of these conspiracies, the fact that he brought Alex Jones on there is crazy enough, but some of the things that he kind of dug into, even mentioning Bill Gates when he talked about when it comes to this theory, was crazy enough. So this is the clip here. I'm going to get it right from the important part. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Okay.
It's good to be able to ask questions. Educated guesses is what we're doing.
Well, I know this. But Bertrand Russell said we'll use diet injections and injunctions to control and dumb down the population, and we'll make a revolt against our elite program as possible as sheep revolting against the practice of eating mutton.
Guess what? I can go with that, because I see that happening today.
Let's expand on
that. Like the Impossible. The Impossible Meat. Is that company, that corporation that runs the Impossible Meat, that runs the Impossible Burger, that has been broadcast all over for the Impossible Whopper with Burger King, is that not headed by Bill Gates, who also has an initiative for a population control?
Now, I just want to pause that for a second. Well, T.I. is talking about population control. I never thought I'd see today. T.I. talking about population control. This is how, welcome to the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. T.I. talking about population control. Who gave him permission to even talk like that? Because you know, a lot of times these big time celebrities, they're not allowed to talk like that. You know what I mean? They don't, someone has to give you permission. 50 Cent said it best. Certain people, they'll say, oh, he knows better than that. You know what I mean? To talk like that. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. But here's Alex Jones's response about Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is involved with Monsanto. That's a heavy owner of that so-called mega burger company. And the Queen of England owned the other one. She just sold it. But if you want to expand on that, her husband, Prince Philip, said we need to exterminate all the black people. But he said, that's not enough. We need to get rid of everybody. Mm. And you can pull his quotes up. And so what I'm saying is,
But the question,
Trump didn't get the message. He gave Barron a vaccine, and Barron got autistic, but got better. See, Trump wasn't part of the establishment.
This is the one time.
See, that's the only problem I have with Jones. That's what I said before. Jones just, what is it with him and Donald Trump? Just had to bring up Trump. He says Trump is not a part of the establishment. Donald Trump has been with the Clintons for so long. He's been a lifelong Democrat, pretty much. So this is what makes me feel like Alex Jones is fake and phony. And a lot of people have exposed Jones years ago. So I'm not saying nothing new. I'm just saying me personally is when he says stuff like that, like, oh, Trump is not a part of the establishment. What the hell are you talking about? You think he got into office with the office of the presidency without being a part of the establishment? Who are you fooling? Who are you fooling, bruh? Let's keep it going.
And we weren't talking about Trump.
I know, but you brought him up. But I only brought Trump up because, see, Trump, remember, first said we're giving too many vaccinations. There's a problem. So, but then he backed off of that. That's one reason I'm pissed off at him. But, hey, but you're absolutely right. I apologize.
Check this out. I'm asking, okay, because a lot of people wondering, why does this impossible meat taste so much like meat? And it is a conspiracy theory, and I know you're a theorist, that there may be human meat in the Impossible Burger.
Here's
real meat and human meat. And they say that a lot of the derelicts, homeless people, and other missing cases that have gone cold could be the basis of the Impossible
Burger. Well, let me give you what we know. The movie Soylent Green, with Charlton Heston.
Okay, sorry about that. The audio got cut off for a hot second. Let me come back. I'm going to play this back just a little bit so that we can catch up. All right?
And they say that a lot of the derelicts, homeless people, and other missing cases that have gone cold could be the basis of the Impossible.
Well, let me give you what we know. The movie Soylent Green, with Charlton Heston back in the 1970s, is where people are being euthanized, they're dying, they're being killed, they're being run over by tanks, and they take them and they mix them up, they feed them back to people, and now they've got ads all over L.A. saying cannibalism's good, and they've got professors saying humans are bad, we've got to start killing each other and eating each other, and the Pentagon is training to, quote, kill zombies in an apocalypse, which is a drill for mowing down groups of starving people, and so they're telling us we're about to have a collapse of the global ecosystem, and are going to have to kill each other, and what I'm saying is they're programming us to accept that when they start triggering the collapse of the atmosphere, because if you study what's going on with the real chemtrails that the former head of the CIA, Brennan, admitted in a speech 3 years ago that's on YouTube, that they're manipulating the weather and that all of this is really going on, and what they're doing is changing our atmosphere and terraforming it for something else. So,
yeah. I mean, okay, so that means that we're still searching to find the true clarity up under that particular hypothesis when it comes to the Impossible Burger. But what about, you spoke about weather control.
Well, I know this. They're telling us that we should start eating the bodies of dead people when they die. And Washington State this year legalized taking dead bodies and using it for fertilizer on our food.
I ain't going for that. I ain't going.
All right. So there you got. Yo, that's wild, right? You don't get no crazier than that. But man, you never know. You never, never know. Now, a lot of conspiracy theorists believe that these, people in the, I'll say the elites, right? Are cannibalists and, you know, they eat human flesh, they drink blood, and they're into all kinds of satanic rituals. And, you know, you hear all of this stuff, and I will say this, I do believe Job 9:24 says the earth was given into the hands of the wicked, and the wicked ruled his world. So as crazy as it sounds, you never know. There is a lot of satanic groups out here, whether they be covert or overt, or whether they be whether they're hidden or right out in the front, right out in the open. You see a lot of this stuff online, a lot of
conspiracy theories running around here saying that this is going on. And there's even talk of people that have escaped from the grips of these satanic elitists who had them under MK Ultra mind control. And you hear a lot of this stuff now. You don't, it's hard to tell what's real and what's fake, because a lot of people say a lot of things to get attention, especially now in today's time. You know what I mean? Everyone wants to sell you something. People will say anything to get attention. So you don't know if some of these people are just lying. There were reports that McDonald's was using human meat. Matter of fact, hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull up this article. It's from the Daily Buzz Live. I don't know much about this website, so I can't vouch for it. But they did have an article here that says human meat found in McDonald's meat factory. It says McDonald's history is not a good one, and fast food restaurants are already known to have a lot of mystery ingredients, but this tops the list. Previously, we brought you a web report that detailed disturbing audio admissions by a man that claimed McDonald's uses human meat as a filler in their 100% beef hamburgers. And the fact that McDonald's has been accused of using worm meat fillers. Now, I've actually heard about that. And a lot of you have heard about that. And the pink slime beef and all that stuff. Like I said before, I do remember a case back in the 90s. I believe it was in the mid-90s. Where they talked about, or was reported at least, that McDonald's was caught with a McDonald's truck was filled with kangaroo meat. So they'll use kangaroo meat, but the hell else would they use? You never know. Human meat is, that's really, you can't get no worse than that. I do remember in Europe, they were using horse meat. And, you know, saying it was beef. I do remember that. That was about, I want to say, a good 4 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But it also says in this article, according to, was this Hustler, forensics investigators have allegedly found human meat and horse meat in the freezers of an Oklahoma City McDonald's meat factory. Human meat was also recovered in several trucks that were on their way to deliver the patties to the fast food restaurants. According to various reports, forensics investigators have inspected factories and restaurants across the country and have found human meat in 90% of the locations. Horse meat was found in 65% of the locations. Now, I just got finished saying that in Europe, there was found that people were using, restaurants were using horse meat and calling it beef. So, FBI agent, now this is, again, this is from the article. This is not my words. This is from an article in a website called it's called dailybuzzlive.com. So if you want to see the article for yourself, there it is. I'll read this last little part here. It says FBI agent Lloyd Harrison told Hustler, that's H-U-Z-L-E-R, told Hustler reporters, the worst part is that it's not only human meat, it's
child meat. Child meat. The body parts were found across the U.S. factories and were deemed too small to be adult body parts. This is truly horrible. According to Harrison, forensic examinations are underway. So then, you know, if you read the full article, it talks about cannibalism. And I just got finished talking about that. That's a real thing. A lot of people are unaware of that. But that's a real thing. That's a real thing. Like, there are people, it's not just your Jeffrey Dahmers. There are people that are really into this. And according to conspiracy theorists, this is something that is regularly practiced and is rampant among the elites, you know, the powers that be. Are really into this. So you never know, man. You never know. Thank you for listening to the Victor Morrow Show. When you listen to the Victor Morrow Show, you're listening to independent media with no strings attached. In a world full of lies, there's only one thing that remains true. That is the Victor Morrow Show.